Hey there, friends. Welcome back to the Slugcast, brought to you by the DSAS. My name is Ben. Today's podcast is going to be a really fun podcast all about rock climbing. Unless you've been living under a rock, I'm not going to make that pun, but you can see where I was going there. Unless you've been living under a rock, you'll be aware of how rock climbing is insanely booming right now. And I'm sure that many of you have heard of Pacific Edge Climbing Gym and are aware of just how many people in our community love to go rock climbing. So that's what we're going to tackle today. We're going to talk about the huge rock climbing boom, and we're going to talk from the perspective of three people who love to rock climb themselves. This is going to be a discussion between myself. I've been a rock climber for about 7 years now, and something that I love to do and defines who I am in many ways. And between myself, as well as between my two good friends, Devin and Oscar. Devin and Oscar are both collegiate level national competitors in the sport of rock climbing, and they love climbing. It defines their lives, and we are huge climbing nerds, so hopefully we make a fun conversation when it comes to the topic of climbing. I think whether or whether or not you are a climber yourself, you'll find this conversation interesting to help connect, help people understand what climbing culture is like, what it's like to be a climber, why so many people are finding climbing so addictive and so fun. All these types of questions will be answered in this podcast. So before I ramble on for too much longer, I just want to say I think this is going to be a really good podcast, and I hope you enjoy it. Let's kick it off. Boo, boo, boo. Yeah. Welcome, everybody. Today, I'm inviting my good friends, Devin and Oscar, to talk about climbing with me. I'm going to have you guys do something silly to start it off. I'm going to have you repeat after me. We're going to say, Hula Gula Kawayaka Kazmachov. Let's see if you can do it.
Let's see. Hula Gula Kawa Kazmachov.
Okay. All right. That was so close enough. It counts. It counts.
Hula Gula Kawayaka Kazmachov.
Oh, my God. You studied it. You knew what to do. All right. Devin, you passed the test. Oscar, you got a C on the test.
Thank you.
Yeah, you passed. So you passed. Congrats. Anyways, I want to ask you guys both, how was your spring break? Did you do any climbing? What'd you get going down in spring break?
Yeah, my spring break was pretty good. I made it to Colt Valley. I was trying some boulders there. I tried spandex, V6.
Oh, yeah.
And then I went to Joshua Tree for a day. I was also trying some more things. I tried raspberry, which was really fun.
These are all boulders.
Yeah, these are boulders in Joshua
Tree. That we all know about, that we've all talked about.
Yeah.
Because they're.
And then I did a competition, so I had a pretty packed spring break. It was fun.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I did some climbing over the break in Bishop, like one of those really well-known destinations for climbing. And I climbed some hard routes, climbed some moderate routes, but I really tried to push myself in doing some more scary boulders, like some boulders that maybe are two stories high. And those are really fun to like train the mental aspect of climbing. And so that was really, really fun for me with the break.
Oh yeah, nice scary, scary boulders.
Yeah, my favorite.
All right, I want to ask you guys what you think about this claim I'm about to make. And the claim is that, this is regarding why I invited you two to talk about this topic of climbing Santa Cruz. The claim is that you two are the best competitive climbers at UC Santa Cruz. What do you think? Is it true or is it not true?
I would slightly disagree with that.
Okay.
As far as UC Santa Cruz, maybe I would... I mean, not counting Nick, because he's not competing collegiate, but Kaya is also up there, but...
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's restrict it to male STEM majors. No, I'm just kidding.
In that case, maybe, yeah.
Computer science majors. Hands down.
What do you think, Oscar? Something?
Actually, remember at the last competition we went to, there was, I forget his name, but he's a STEM... No, not Winston. Winston didn't do as well in that competition, but it was... this other guy, I forget his name, not Arman, but it's this white guy, blonde hair. He's not on your team and he's not in the club, but he climbs at agility. He's really good. He did better than I did. at that last competition. Eli. Yeah. I think
I know Eli.
Yeah. I think he is the best competitive climber because he's been competing since he's been like 12 years old. Yeah. I found out from him. But yeah, I think we could potentially be in top three, which is kind of exciting. Yeah. But it of course like depends on the competition and what the strengths are. If you're going for like super difficult but kind of straightforward stuff, then probably Winston is the best, I think. He's awesome. Really strong.
How did all of you end up meeting? Like, when did this UCSC climbing club and this organized competitive team really come together?
Yeah, so a few years back, there was a talk of starting climbing club at Santa Cruz, and it was very informal at first. We've had a number of different presidents, but this year is kind of the first year that it's really felt official. And we had like competitions last year, and this year we had like a really organized team with Santa Cruz Climbing, which is an organization that's not just UC Santa Cruz students. It's open to any climbers that are older than 18. And we have collegiate competitors right now. We're all from Santa Cruz, but we'd be open to Cabrillo as well. And yeah, this year has been the first year the team has really taken off, and it's been really fun to like watch that. And I've been helping coach that as well.
Yeah, I actually 2 years ago on the first club trip that this existing club has done. I know there's been other clubs before, but I talked to the first president of this club, Garrett, who started everything. He started it because he had just gotten into climbing and he wanted to meet some other people and find some friends who climbed as well and to like figure out a group of people to go climb with. And so he started the Discord for it as a way to people to get together. And then that evolved to a much greater scope to have all these people and to have this club and to have officers and to have trips and all of that. So it really started as like with a social foundation to try to like meet other people.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I assume a lot of people listening to this have heard of climbing and have probably heard a lot of people talking about climbing, talking about people going to the climbing gym and everything. For people who aren't super familiar with climbing, why do people obsess over climbing? Like, why is climbing so fun and addictive, in your opinion?
It's a lot of different things for a lot of different people. For me, I really enjoy the social aspect of it, and it's a great way to make friends in a very casual setting. And everyone's kind of struggling on the same thing together, regardless of how hard it is. Everyone kind of has a similar experience, which I feel like is very unique to climbing. I also really like the fact that you can progress through the grades, and that sense of progression can be really addicting and definitely gets new climbers excited about it. For me, the last thing that I really enjoy is the creativity involved in it, both in the way that you climb something and then making new routes, which you can do just playing around in the gym or with route setting. And there's a lot of like mental stimulation that comes along with the physical challenge of climbing.
Yeah, like Devin said, it is really a lot of different things for a lot of different people. For me, the biggest part is definitely the social element, but on top of that is also the physical element. Like, it's really fun to develop yourself physically and to see yourself progressing, and also just get a really great workout and feel nice and tired afterward. That's really fun. Mm-hmm. Like some of the workouts that I do, I really look forward to, which is a really big highlight. If you do outdoor climbing, like we try to do as much outdoor climbing as we can, that's really fun because it's a fun way to get outside. Like if you only do hikes and things, that can get kind of boring after a while. But climbing, like we'll go to the same outdoors place many times trying to work on climbing projects that we have. Mm-hmm. And that's fun again for the same reasons as indoor climbing is, like social, physical, and plus now you're outside, which is really, really awesome.
Yeah, I'll answer this from my perspective. I think there's so many things that make climbing so addictive, and so many different types of people get addicted to climbing. Even people who are super introverted, and honestly, maybe especially people who are introverted, because climbing is a really good way to connect with people. It's like a language. It's a common interest that helps people interact, and yeah, it's a social thing for sure. It's also, yeah, people who just love feeling their body moving, like the movement aspect, the flow state aspect of climbing. It's just such a pleasant sensation to be moving in this way where you're like kind of dancing, but it's like a challenge that you need to read the climb correctly. It's hard to explain in words, but everyone who climbs knows why it's so fun, feels so good, and it's also definitely an amazing thing if you're an outdoorsy person, because the places you'll end up when you try to find good places to climb are really beautiful places in really wild environments. So yeah, climbing is really cool, and everyone should try it.
Can I say one last thing about this?
Oh yeah.
I don't know if this applies to you guys as well, but for me with climbing, unlike some other things, I feel like when you go to the gym, you've like, it's a place to go where you can, it's really easy to go and meet new people. And I feel like that's kind of harder to do in some other environments, where in the gym, it's like, okay, maybe you find someone working on something that you're also working on. Then it's really easy to start talking to them, or if you go and ask people for help, then all of a sudden that can develop into a friendship at some point. And I feel like that's a big thing for climbing for me, is like meeting new people. Oh, yeah. And that sometimes seems more difficult in other environments. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I definitely agree. It's very low stakes to like start up a conversation in the climbing gym, which can feel like there's a lot more barriers to entry in other places, other settings. But yeah, I also like what you touched on, Ben, about ending up in like cool places. I've definitely thought to myself sometimes outdoor climbing, like I would never be here in a million years if I wasn't in this sport, and it's a beautiful place. So I'm grateful to be here. Yeah.
All right. What do you think about Santa Cruz for being a rock climber? Is Santa Cruz a good place to be a rock climber?
Like you mentioned, Pacific Edge really draws a lot of climbers in, and I think the community in Pacific Edge in particular is very, very big. I can also speak to Agility Boulders, the other gym as well, also has a pretty tight-knit community. So I think both gyms in Santa Cruz provide a really good space for community and people meeting each other a lot. As far as outdoors, which I'm personally drawn to a lot, I think Santa Cruz is an amazing place to be. I come from Oregon, where it rains 9 months out of the year. So the fact that we have good weather to climb almost year-round is pretty amazing. And the proximity we have to some of the best climbing places in the world are pretty special to me. So I really like being a climber in Santa Cruz. I think it's somewhat underappreciated, but it's pretty special here.
I think an element I really like about Santa Cruz climbing is that because the city is so small, then the gym environment and the amount of people that climb in Santa Cruz is also going to be really small. And so you'll meet some people and you'll just see them again and again. Whereas I grew up in LA and climbed there, and I climb at a Touchstone gym, and you could see different people every single day for like weeks on end. Mm-hmm. And so you don't really get to know people as easily as you do in Santa Cruz. But I think in terms of raw areas to climb outdoors, which we really like optimize for, LA is definitely a little bit better compared to Santa Cruz. Like there's a lot of stuff within 2 hours. There's Bishop really close by, Red Rocks really close by. Santa Cruz, it can take a little bit longer to get places, but I think if you drive for 3 or 4 hours, then of course you have Yosemite and mm-hmm. you have Lake Tahoe. Those are really awesome places, but other places it takes a little bit longer, it feels like. So that's one drawback for me from Santa Cruz, but otherwise I really love it.
Yeah, I think from my perspective as a climber, I think Santa Cruz is really amazing for me. I came from San Diego. There's a lot of amazing climbing near San Diego, similarly to LA. A lot of climbers live in San Diego, and climbing is also huge in San Diego as it is in Santa Cruz. But yeah, the proximity to Yosemite cannot be underestimated. If you're a serious climber and you're into serious adventure climbing, as I am and as I would like to be, that's part of why I honestly went to university here, is just Yosemite is almost irreplaceable in the world of climbing. And even though I'm barely good enough to even scrape the surface of what Yosemite has to offer, it's just cool that we live so close to it, and it's right across, yeah, just right over there. So I think that's incredible.
Definitely. The first time I went to Yosemite, it was pretty special to go and see all the big walls.
Where do you guys go climbing? Like, what is your circuit of locations to go climbing?
As far as outdoors?
Yeah, so we talked about Pacific Edge. There's also Agility Climbing Gym. Besides that, yeah, if you're going to go outdoors, where do you guys like to go?
The usual spot that a lot of people in Santa Cruz go is Castle Rock. Castle Rock State Park, it has lots of really amazing sandstone bouldering, which is super unique in the U.S. I really like Castle Rock. I've had a number of bouldering projects there. As far as rope climbing, I like to go to Pinnacles National Park, which is a beautiful place to just hang out, but it's pretty cool that we get to climb there as well. And then my favorite places to go a little further would be Yosemite, of course, and Tahoe, as well as Mickey's Beach up near San Francisco. There's just so many projects within a short reach for me. I'm hoping to go to Mickey's Beach again soon. And there's lots of projects there at Pinnacles. So I have a lot to keep me entertained around here. Do you have any places like that, Ben?
Oh, places I like to go?
Yeah.
You already said Pinnacles, didn't you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Pinnacles is really important to me. I think I'm probably going to go to Pinnacles this weekend, 2 days from now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Pinnacles. It's a really weird, obscure place to climb, and it's kind of only a Santa Cruz person's place to climb. But it's funny because you'll see people from Pacific Edge at Pinnacles every time you go. But it's a great time, and it's beautiful. Everywhere you can climb outdoors is usually pretty stunning.
I'm also always entertained at Pinnacles in particular, seeing the hikers and the kids being like, oh, what are you going to do up there? Are you really climbing that? And people who don't know about climbing love to watch climbing and are interested in it. And that's always cool to see that level of interest from the community, even people who don't climb at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wanted to ask you guys, what is it like to become a part of the climbing community? And I wanted to emphasize, would you consider the climbing community an inclusive community? Is it kind of like you'll feel excluded if you're a certain type of person? It's like, is it an exclusive or inclusive community, and who will feel welcome to be a part of climbing?
I haven't done too many other sports, but I've done some team sports before, and so climbing feels really inclusive compared to team sports. Like, I've played soccer, I've done cross country as well. Cross country is like, okay, that feels kind of inclusive, but soccer is really toxic, and I know that goes for a lot of team sports as well. Like, if you don't do as well, you'll hear about it from your teammates, and they'll be kind of angry oftentimes. Climbing is not like that, no matter if you're competing or training or doing whatever. Like, everyone is really supportive with it. Everyone is really kind and nice in the gym as well. I don't think I've ever seen any kind of disrespect or bullying or really any negative experiences that people will put onto others. I've never seen any of that. And also, our sport is really growing right now. It's definitely not finished growing by any means. And so gyms are trying to attract as many new climbers as possible. And so they'll host, for example, LGBTQ nights to try to get people from that community to come and join and make them feel included. And there's also women's nights, youth teams, and all of that. So really, really they try to include just everyone into climbing, everyone who wants to do it.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think on the whole, the climbing community is very inclusive. That's definitely something to strive for. There's definitely like occasional instances where that's not the case, but I think compared to a lot of other sports, it's very much so inclusive. I think a lot of people find their place in climbing. People who are often misfits in other communities can really feel at home in climbing in particular. And there's so many different ways to take it, different disciplines to get into in climbing. And so it really does allow for a lot of different personalities to find a place and enjoy it, and pursue whatever aspect of climbing they want to do. And whether it's just casual or very serious, whether it's mountaineering, whether it's rope climbing, bouldering, ice climbing, there's a lot of ways to take it and have fun with it.
Yeah, I definitely would go along with exactly what you guys were saying. It's definitely climbing makes a serious effort to be inclusive. I'd say it's one of those sports where it's
another thing to consider with climbing is also like how inclusive it ends. There's one thing in how inclusive it feels. There's also how inclusive the demographics are.
Yeah,
like it's
true.
Very male dominated sport. And I think
I
think it's is. Like over 60% of climbers in gyms are male.
But would you say that women feel?
I don't think they feel
unincluded.
Unincluded. No, I wouldn't say that.
I think it's more just correlation, not like there's an exclusive attitude at all.
No, definitely not. And that was the distinction I was trying to make.
Right.
Is
for
like
sure.
I think and I very much hope that women feel included in climbing.
Uh-huh.
But there's definitely ways to go in trying to get that balance more even and
definitely.
Get it closer to 50-50.
No, I definitely agree with that. I think actually coming up into like the future, I've seen some like amazing stuff from female climbers that are kind of pushing beyond expectations and beyond what a lot of the men are doing. For example, Brooke Rabatou just sending the hardest climb in Colorado, one of them, and then downgrading it, saying it was actually a little easy for her, is pretty shocking to a lot of people.
Exactly.
The Janja Garnbret, the competition climber, has like had the most success of any climber in the history of the sport, like male or female, and she won every single World Cup in a single year, and she's still looking to do really well for the Olympics. So I really enjoy watching the female athletes in particular on the competition scene as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. What do you think about the impacts of climbing being so, I wouldn't say trendy, but just growing so quickly and being in such a booming period right now? It seems like that to me, and it's definitely true. It's definitely statistically, there's a huge growth of rock climbing in popular culture right now. So many people are going to climbing gyms, more people are ending up outdoors too at the crags, and it's just a really growing thing. What do you think the impact of that is? Do you think it's a positive thing for our community that climbing is being brought to more people, and what are some of the effects of that?
Overall, I think climbing growing is like a very positive thing in the sport and in general. It's helping out the sport grow in a lot of big ways. Of course, it helps people in their own lives. I think in the gyms, climbing is becoming really big, and it's helping push the gyms to be bigger and better, and like push them to have more amenities and like support climbers better. As far as outdoors, the growth of climbing indoors is getting people to go outside. There is a drawback to that, which is that crags are getting a little bit crowded, and also beginners who don't know too much sometimes don't know about the outdoor ethics, and that is a little bit of a growing problem. But overall, I don't see it as an issue. I think gyms just need to work harder to help educate people, because newer people need to learn what it's like to climb outside and understand that it's a lot different and there's a different set of rules. But yeah.
Relating to the outdoor climbing, like unlike with gyms can keep expanding as the climbing population grows. You can just build more gyms, but you can't really build more crags. Like you can go and discover more crags, but they're pieces of rock. There's not going to be more national parks, for example. So we're very limited by the outdoor resources that we have with climbing. But I think in general, more people coming to the crags is a good thing. Like going to places like Bishop, it's really nice to have so many people. There's a lot of protection in terms of placing crash pads for when you fall on routes, for example. But in some crags where the rock is maybe more fragile, for example, in sandstone climbing crags, if it's just rained, the climbers who've climbed for a long time will know to leave sandstone crags alone for a few days so that everything dries out. But newer climbers may not know that. So what can happen is that sandstone or weaker crags can lose, like get damaged, where maybe someone rips a hold off because the rock was kind of weak because of some recent rainfall. And so that's an unfortunate thing that's happening with some of those climbing places. But I think, in general, it's good that there are more people joining climbing. Like, that's an awesome thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not to mention, the growth of the sport is also cool to watch from a perspective of it as a competitive sport. I mean, climbing being included in the Olympics is a huge deal. and a lot of people are excited to watch climbing be in the Olympics, and it's progressing as a sport from a scientific perspective. There's being studies about how to climb better, coaching is evolving, and it's becoming more focused on and more appreciated in like the broader sports community as well. So I'm excited about that development in the future.
Yeah. Yeah. I have similar thoughts. I think my worries would be more about my worries and my excitement would lie on how, on the impacts of more people going outside as a result of climbing and people seeking out outdoor climbing locations. And I think that it's great that the climbing community holds people accountable to respect natural spaces, to park carefully and not like, to not like trample over brush in the desert, and yeah, just holding people accountable to keeping places intact and respecting locations. And I think it's amazing that more people are, they have this reason to go outside. It's like the Pokemon Go effect, but a little more extreme, a little more real, because when you're out there climbing, you're really out there. You're really in nature. And I think some climbers have a deep love for that, like real adventure climbers. They will go out by themselves into these really remote places, and they have a really intimate relationship with nature and adventurous places and being in remote locations. And I think a lot of newer climbers will go out there and they'll kind of just like chit chat, and not that that's really disrespectful, but I think a lot of people aren't really aware of how important it is to go out into natural spaces and just sort of soak up all the energy that's there, rather than going there for your own use, like extracting this resource that is a crag or like a cool climb. Like it's not a gym, it is nature, and it's not only a place to climb and do your thing on, it's also a place where you're in the elements, and it's healing you. And yeah, there's two sides of climbing. There's the people who climb sort of purely for the movement, purely for the grades and those things. And then there's the people who climb also just because of where the climbing will take them, I think.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I think I like what you said about people who treat the outdoors as the gym. That is part of the problem. Those kind of people who bring boom boxes and trample over the brush, and
exactly,
the people who disrespect the landscape because they treat it as a gym, which it's not. And that's part of educating people about outdoor climbing being its own thing. And I think you really understand that, Ben, and you appreciate that on a deep level.
Yeah, that's why I climb. I'm definitely I like going to the climbing gym and purely just feeling my body and like getting a workout in. That's awesome. And that's healing for everyone too. But when I'm in nature, I'm not trying to bring my social climbing gym mentality to nature. I'm there to respect it and just do my thing while I'm there, but listen to what nature is there, let the birds chirp and keep my quiet for the most part. I'm not trying to disrupt. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Exactly. I wanted to ask, do you guys have a memorable story that stands out from climbing, or from maybe the climbing club at Santa Cruz, or?
Yeah, I'll take this one. For me, one of the most memorable experiences was my first collegiate competition, which I did with the Santa Cruz Climbing Club. That was last year. And what was really special about that one, it was a competition in this gym in Berkeley, and they had three Olympians who came to town along with multiple other professional climbers. So it was really cool to see like world-class athletes up close, and I got to compete on the same boulders that they were trying. I was with the team, and we all had a blast climbing and competing, but then we went outdoors to go climb in this local climbing spot in Berkeley, and then afterwards we came back for finals to watch these Olympians and professional climbers really just show down on the competition climbs, and it was a really fun environment, really hype energy. They had music playing and a lot of people watching. Like, it felt like being in a World Cup in person. And the coolest part was our coach at the time, Nick, was just barely in finals, and he was able to compete up there with all of them, which was amazing to watch, as he was kind of, along with a bunch of other sponsored athletes and Olympians, and then it was like, go support our coach being up there with them. So that was a really exciting competition to witness.
I think my most memorable experience is the first time I went climbing outside properly, and I think that was with you, Devin, actually. We went to Castle Rock and we climbed by the parking lot, and going there I just thought, whoa, okay, climbing outside is really, really fun, because I'd been climbing for many years in a gym, and then I went outdoors and realized, whoa, there's so much more complexity to this stuff. Like, there's so much that's different to outdoor climbing than indoors that's really, really enjoyable. And also just now you're outdoors and doing something fun, whereas often I'd associated going outside with being dragged out by my parents or a girlfriend. But going outside, I also realized how terrible I was at climbing, because indoors you can just kind of muscle your way through a lot of climbs. Outdoors, not so much, because you can get hurt if you're not careful about the climbing. And I realized that on that trip. And yeah, and it's super memorable, because that just launched me into wanting to seek out this outdoor climbing. And that's what I've been trying to do since.
I guess maybe I'll tell a story. I don't have honestly a specific instance of a story I want to tell. I have so many fond memories of just weekend trips from Santa Cruz to places like Pinnacles or Yosemite Valley, or even, yeah, Castle Rock, but it's especially trips to Pinnacles and Yosemite. It just feels like you go into a whole nother world. Climbing just is a way of accessing such intense adventure, even short amounts of time. And I think people who in the climbing community in Santa Cruz, they'd say that climbing really helps them balance out their work and makes them feel like they're really doing something cool with their life and not just living in a routine. And every time they go climbing, it's a new experience and it's really memorable, and you'll almost never forget it. And you get to do that with your friends, and so that makes friendships get closer and these memories last forever. So yeah, climbing is incredible for that.
I want to talk about that intensity of climbing. You can definitely have that indoors. Like, I remember climbing indoors for one of the first few times, like climbing to the top of the wall. Like, I got really scared at the top, and then I got down and I was like, whoa, okay, I want to do that again. And I still have that with climbing outdoors, whether it's a high boulder or a tall route, where sometimes you're climbing up to 6-7 stories high or beyond. And you feel really pushed out of your comfort zone doing those kinds of things. And you can definitely feel fear on some instances, but, not that that's a bad fear. Like, I think it's a very healthy thing to experience. And for me, like, it's one of those things that's like exciting about going outdoors. It's like experiencing the rawness of nature. And I think, like you said, like, that intensity helps me back in my day-to-day life, where I can kind of like use that intensity to gain a perspective on everything, where I can say, okay, I went through this really difficult and I guess like boundary crossing thing, where it's like I went into this uncomfortabiliness and now I'm back in this life.
New word, uncomfortabiliness.
Or I don't know. I'm terrible at describing things.
No, you're
but
great.
Yeah, now, and then I go back to my regular life and maybe there's an assignment due and then I'm like, okay, this is really not that terrible. This is no problem. Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It gives you that perspective.
Yeah, it makes you feel like you're really alive and really experiencing real things, and in our day and age where we're students at university, we all study STEM, three of us, and we're in these rabbit holes of, you guys are in rabbit holes of like crazy software, and I'm studying some really niche mathematics and physics, and it's just can feel like kind of meaningless sometimes. But when you go outside and you go climbing, it's, and you're holding on by the tips of your fingers to hopefully not get hurt, or you're a little scared, or you're just pushing through some painful feelings, or you're in this really intense place. It reminds you that you're most certainly alive, and you're not just
I think even if you're not a CS major staring at Stack Overflow all day, like you mentioned, like no matter what you're doing, if you're just having, if you have a job, or if you study psychology or whatever it is, or you're a teacher or anything, like you can end up having this monotony to things if you're doing the same thing day after day. Whereas if you go outdoors and you have these experiences with climbing, like that can really break things up. And sometimes it can really get you to say, okay, is this really what I want to do? Maybe I want to take some time and go chase this dream, or go do something that's different than just the regular day-to-day stuff. And I really appreciate that about climbing. Like, because of climbing now, there's all kinds of ideas that you can hear from other people. If it's an idea of going off to backpack the PCT, for example, which is like well over 1,000 miles, or if you want to go buy a van and travel around the States to experience the country, those are ideas I don't think you really get exposed to in your regular day-to-day life.
I think as well, climbing builds grit, and it builds the ability to fail at something and be comfortable with that. One thing that I really like is, whether you're a beginner or a pro climber, you're kind of all experiencing the same thing, which is that you're trying things that are very difficult for you, and you're falling a lot, and you just refine the movements and practice again and again until it is perfect. And once it's perfect, you still might not finish and you might still fail. And I like that it demands that perfection from you. That's what I've really enjoyed about trying hard routes and pushing myself. And when you become really comfortable failing and understand that that's just the process, it transfers over to a lot of other like adventures and a lot of other things that you do in your life. To just know that you can be okay in that state of failure is a good thing to learn.
All right. I think we've been talking for a while. One last thing I'd like to ask you is, how would someone best get into climbing in Santa Cruz if they aren't already a part of the climbing community here?
There's a lot of good ways. I think a great one is join the Santa Cruz Climbing Club. We have a website, or you can find us at @SantaCruz_climbs on Instagram. We do lots of outdoor trips. We have a competitive climbing team if you are more serious. But as well as that, just joining the gyms, just checking them out. You don't even have to like sign up, but go to the gym, meet people. Agility, Boulders, Pacific Edge, both are great places. If you have friends that are into climbing, definitely ask them to go take you climbing. If you meet climbers, they're always excited to get new people into the sport, and those are great ways to get into it.
Definitely. If you go to that website and I believe it's on that website. How do people find the Discord for it's in the link in bio. Okay. Awesome. Yeah. It's really good if you're getting into climbing to find that climbing Discord for UCIT or for Santa Cruz, because there's all kinds of channels in there where you can find partners for outdoor climbing, where you can find trips people are making, where people are maybe on campus and they're doing a carpool to go down to Pacific Edge or Agility. And it's really good to just, and there's a lot of people I know that will jump on those carpools with people they don't know, and then they'll go down and make some friends. And that's really good, because transportation is a big issue, especially if you're a freshman or a sophomore on campus getting down to Pacific Edge. It's nice to know people. Mm-hmm. And you can really easily find other people through that Discord. And it feels a lot easier to talk to people through that. Like, it's very, very anonymous, for example. Whereas it may be harder initially to do that in person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the barrier to entry is really low. And if you set your mind to wanting to get into climbing, just go for it. You'll find a way. It's not super, super easy, honestly, and really worth it. And if you have any interest in climbing, I'd say 90%, 99% of people are glad they got into climbing because they learn so much from it. And it's just so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. It's a great experience. A lot of people will try it, be really scared, think they hate it, and then they'll come back 2 months later and then get really into it too. So
could I ask a last impromptu question?
Uh-huh.
I just thought of, because like we just talked about getting into climbing for beginners, but what, how do you guys think that people can learn about climbing? How can they go in? Do they need to go and take courses? Do they need to, how can they go and improve climbing? Because there's not really a class that you can take per se to climbing. What do you guys think?
Just listen to your body. It's all in your body. Climbing is not climbing. Your brain is doing a lot of work when you're climbing. This will become clear, as you start to climb more and more. But climbing is a flow state sport. It's 90% intuition and just flow, and 10% figuring out the puzzle. Most of climbing, you're not thinking about what you're doing. You're just kind of moving, and it's kind of like dancing, and you're just letting yourself do it. And at first it might feel like a lot of thinking and problem solving, and that can be really fun. And then as you really learn ways of moving on a rock climb, less and less of it becomes thinking, and more of it becomes just pure movement and flow. And that's what makes it so fun. It's just that feeling of, it's like dancing. It's so natural for us as humans to do, and just to move our bodies. To learn climbing, just start really easy. Feel your body. Don't overly tense yourself. Climbing can take a lot of strength sometimes. Be really patient with that, because you don't want to injure yourself. You don't want to stress your body out too much. Your body will adapt as you start to climb harder and harder things that are more demanding on your body. But just be patient with that. Just have fun with it. And no matter what, if you're just having fun climbing, you will get really good at climbing. That's how all good climbers have become good climbers. They just had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I really like what you said there, Ben. I think as far as climbers go, you're one of the most intuitive climbers that I know, where you can feel it in your body a lot more. Myself, I tend to do, I think a lot more about climbing. Before I get on the wall, as I'm on the wall, I'm very analytical. There definitely is some of that, just feeling it out. But for me, I think about it a lot. I think for newer people who are trying to learn, make friends with people who are better than you and climb with them. And you'll learn a lot from those people, and they'll teach you a lot. And it's important to push yourself and to be in an environment with people who are at your level and above your level and all kinds of climbers. Try different styles. Don't get sucked into one thing. You can definitely find good mentors and coaches as well if you want more of that kind of approach. There's lots of good resources on the internet as well. But yeah, just make it your own. Have fun with it how you want to do it. There's a lot of different ways to success in climbing.
Absolutely. Do you guys have any last things to say before we close it off? You guys, nah.
I don't think so.
Okay, yeah. All right, well, Devin and Oscar, thank you for talking about climbing, and thank you for all your knowledge and wisdom about climbing.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Ben.
Yeah, definitely. It was fun talking to you.
Thank you. Thanks for listening, everybody. Peace.